Spending data about the Recovery Act is hung up by arduous federal rules for identifying contract and grant awards. Earl Devaney is the chairman of the Recovery Accountability and Transparency Board. He says until agencies become more consistent in how they categorize contract and grant award information, full transparency of Recovery Act spending just won't happen. Well, Federal News Radio's Jason Miller joins us very early this morning with details from yesterday's hearing on how this issue is being fixed. Jason, good morning.
Good morning, Tom.
This is kind of early for you, isn't it?
Not too bad. You know, I always try to prepare for my early shot with you, and just so we're all good to go.
All right. Well, you know, those of us here in the studio, we've been up for hours. Anyway, so what's the problem in the way agencies label or identify Recovery Act spending? I thought this was all under control.
Well, the problem is each agency actually labels or numbers their information differently, causing it to take more work than should really be needed to match spending information from agencies with recipients' information on awards. As you know, we've reported several times that that recipients of Recovery Act spending have to submit their information quarterly. Well, agencies also submit, and then when the two don't match up, and there's several reasons why. Devaney, the chairman of the Recovery Accountability and Transparency Board, says none of these approaches are harmonized, and they actually need to be. Very similar to the way banks, when they issue credit cards, they all use a standard approach.
And we have what we call mismatches, where we have to literally almost hand search these awards to make sure that they match up. So I think if that problem was fixed, and I don't know that it would be very practical to fix it on awards in the past, I think we'd have to do something going forward. And the board wants to provide a solution. We want to try to work with OMB to not only identify the problem, but find a way forward. And Mr. Werfel and I are going to work together on that.
Now, Devaney says the problem is nothing new, but because of the pressure the agencies are under and the Recovery Board are under to make this information available, it's really risen to the top. It's become more problematic. That is really one of one of the few remaining impediments. Devaney says the amount of data, the lack of fraud, waste, and abuse, and the overall performance of the Recovery Board and Recovery.gov has been impressive.
Okay, so we have that one impediment remaining, and that's, I guess, the differences in approaches. So what are they going to do to nail that one shut?
Well, as you heard, Devaney says he's working with OMB Controller Danny Werfel, who also testified yesterday before the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Subcommittee. I caught up with Werfel after the hearing to find out more about what's being done.
What we have been doing so far is making sure, in particular, that agencies have a robust set of awards and what we'd call control totals to make sure that we know exactly how many awards went out so that when the recipient information is coming in, we can compare it to what the agencies know has gone out the door and we can see any gaps in reporting. If we had across government a common account and a common program structure, these efforts would be easier and more seamless than they are today, but they are occurring. I think what Mr. Devaney was referring to is because of the lack of standardization exists, it's a much more difficult challenge. But we're meeting the challenge.
So as Werfel said, you know, this is happening. It's not like they're just saying, okay, we can't do it, let's give up. But at the same time, the harmonization and standardization would make a major difference. But unfortunately, at least right now, it's a longer-term initiative, and it's really just in the planning stages right now, Danny Werfel says. He says that OMB and the RAP Board will look at how this could work. He says right now that there's other higher priorities in many respects, such as just meeting the mandates of the Recovery Act. And you know what? If it requires that they have to do some manual data matching, then it's got to be done.
Now, this numbering system for awards has served as a problem, but there must be some good things that the Recovery Act has brought to light.
Absolutely. I think there's several positive things that are coming out of it, and a lot of things that agencies are looking at going, hey, we could borrow from that, we could use that. The fact is the Recovery Board has cut through the usual red tape, launched a complex website in a short period of time. We've reported on this many times, about 6 months after the bill became law, and experts really see this example as a future of federal database development, not for everything, but for stuff that you want to make public, like contracts and awards. Additionally, Devaney says even the amount of data that comes in, hundreds of billions of dollars in funding and has been sent out by agencies, the fact is there's been really a small amount of waste, fraud, and abuse comparably. In this exchange with Devaney, Senator John McCain tries to figure out just how much waste, fraud, and abuse has occurred with the Recovery Act.
Of the potential cases of fraud, those you were talking about, those that have been referred to the corresponding inspector generals office, the Department of Justice, or the appropriate state or local stimulus oversight authorities?
Yes, sir.
And how many is that?
It's a little over 350.
Have been referred to all of the above or some of the above or one of the above?
I'd say all of the above.
So you find a case of fraud and abuse and you refer it to the IG's office, Department of Justice, and the appropriate state or local stimulus oversight authorities?
Exactly.
And there's 350
or so.
How many of these have been dropped?
By dropped, you mean declined for prosecution?
Yes.
I think there's over 100. Not of those 350, but an additional 100 have been looked at and prosecution has been declined.
And so far there has not been any case that has been brought to court?
There have been some in the Social Security arena, people getting small checks that have pled guilty to those kinds of crimes. It's only $250 per check, so I wouldn't consider that a significant fraud. So the answer, I think, to your question is no. There have not been any significant plea agreements or convictions in what I would consider major fraud.
Now, Devaney adds that many of these more complex cases take as much as 2 years to come to conclusion. So he told Senator McCain that he expects the next 6 months or so to see some court cases taking on this major fraud or even some settlements. But overall, he and OMB's Werfel said they're both surprised by how little problems they have seen, especially in a program that's a few $100 billion big. Improper payments is another area where the Recovery Act is having a positive impact. Devaney says the tools used by the Recovery Operations Center, which takes advantage of open source and government information to increase oversight of payments, is really taking an effect more broadly across government.
Now, improper payments, that's been bugging the last administration and the one before that, probably till time immemorial. What's the latest on some of the other initiatives to reduce the amount of improper payments?
Well, the success of the Recovery Operations Center using data mining tools now is being applied for the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid. OMB announced in late June about this new effort, and Devaney says the pilot's going well so far. Werfel says OMB quickly saw the potential benefit of the technology and innovations.
Essentially shines a light on new risk factors for where there might be fraud or prohibited activity taking place. And so it created more of a multidimensional view into the picture that we had in front of us for finding problems. So when we look at our current suite of information that we have in today's world before this tool came along, it is lacks certain dimensions and lacks certain information that allows us to see risks and red flags. And the Recovery Board's tool kind of turns the information and combines it with other things on its axis a little bit, and suddenly things come to light that otherwise would not have.
So I guess the bottom line, Jason, things are looking pretty good on the recovery front in terms of the waste, fraud, and abuse. Still some progress to be made on improper payments?
Absolutely, and they're very excited about the technology that's being developed through the Recovery Board that can be expanded to other places within government. And I think that this is just, it's one of those really, in many ways, a good news stories that you don't hear enough about from the government, and especially around the stimulus spending and the Recovery Act. Are there problems? Absolutely. Is everything perfect? No, of course not. But the hearing yesterday really came out some of the more positive things.